right, welcome back. Did you just keep going? Are we in the same day with you? If you are, congratulations. If you took the day off, congratulations to you. Whatever's right for you is what I want you to do. Set yourself up for success. Now, let's go on to step four, but first, a quick reminder in case you did take the day off. Here's what you've learned so far. 7 steps to creating conscious change. Step one, get disturbed, get upset, get angry. Get to the point where you won't stand for the way things have been and decide what you're not going to stand for anymore. There is power in that. You know, the Jewish people, after experiencing the horror of the Holocaust, finally came up with a phrase that every person within that culture is well aware of, and that is never again. Never again will we let our sons, our daughters, our husbands, our fathers, our wives, our mothers be taken in the way they were. Never again will this horror happen, and it hasn't for the Jewish people, and it won't. No one who has a memory or have shared a memory would ever let that occur. Human beings have an amazing power to change anything in their life when they get disturbed enough, when they hit their threshold. Getting into that power is really important. But equally important is that step two. You got to know what you're going to do instead. You can't just be moving away from a problem. You got to move towards something you want. See, being disturbed is like having an explosive fuel. It's like fire. You get enough fuel in there and it's got enough combustion to it, enough energy to it, it can blow everything up. Or if it's channeled, it can be used to drive a rocket into space, into the stars, into your dreams. And that's what this is really about. So you've got to know precisely what you're after. And then finally, number three, you came up with a massive action plan. So let's go on to step number four, which I kind of shared with you a little bit about, and that is you've got to change your limiting beliefs. First of all, what is a belief? You know, we think of a belief as a thing when a belief is really a feeling. What a belief is a feeling of absolute certainty about what something means. If you believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that if I invite you to walk across fire, you're going to burn, then there's no way you're going to get yourself to do it. But if you're familiar with my Unleash the Power Within weekends or the Revolution seminars as they're known now, then you know for a fact that we've had literally 750,000 people from every age, from 7 years old to 87-year-olds that have crossed this fire. If the only thing stopping us is a belief. See, if you don't believe you can ever get yourself up at 6 a.m., you're never going to. If you believe you have to have 8 or 9 hours sleep, you're going to make sure you get it because you don't believe you'll function without it. As you believe, so is it done unto you. Sound familiar? Whether you believe you can or whether you believe you can't, you're right, because when you feel certain about something, you're going to find it. You're going to make it happen. If you're certain that you can't succeed, you're going to look for all the reasons why you shouldn't even start, because who wants to fail? Beliefs control our behavior. Now, sometimes the belief is unconscious, like, you know, you've been taught your whole life, look before you leap. But you're also taught, he who hesitates is lost. Figure that one out. Very often we have conflicting beliefs, but I can tell you this, whatever you're feeling and whatever you're doing is usually based on a belief, and you may not be conscious of it. If you're starting to feel really angry or really frustrated or really sad, I'll give you a little question to ask yourself, and I'll probably talk about this a couple of times, and that question's simply this. What would I have to believe to feel this way? What would I have to believe in order to feel this way? See, for me to be angry about this, I have to believe that this person has control of me and I can do nothing about it. Well, when you start to realize what you'd have to believe to feel a certain way, you start to say, wait a second, I can do something about it. That isn't true. And it breaks the hypnosis that the belief has. It takes away the certainty that you're at the effect of things and gives you the opportunity to take control. Does that make sense? The same thing can happen if you're feeling really sad. Why am I feeling sad? Well, in order to feel sad right now, what would I have to believe? I'd have to believe that nothing can ever get better, that I'm overwhelmed and I can't change anything, that, you know, I'm at the effect of it all. But you know what? We all know that's BS. Belief systems, right? But see, when we tell ourselves something over and over and over again with enough emotional intensity, we start believing it. It becomes an incantation. Most of our beliefs are things that we heard or saw, we felt a lot of emotion about, and then we repeated it to ourselves again and again unconsciously or consciously until we felt certain. And certainty is such a great asset. When you get yourself certain about what you can achieve, what you can do, what you can change, what you can make happen, who you can love, what you can connect with, what you can create. But when you're certain about your limitations, you got a real challenge. And you know what? Most people know more about their limitations than their assets.